Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 564. Visible translated text is as follows. O'Hare and looks down at Frank. Dot Frank grabs scratch pad from typewriter table and starts to make memorandum upon paper, but his hand trembles so he couldn't quote to Dot. Frank gets up to go, Jay. Frank, now, Jim, you keep your mouth shut, do you hear? Conley, all right, I will keep my mouth shut, and I will be back here in 40 minutes. Conley goes out. It took us 18 and a half minutes by the watch to go through the movements and conversation, as above set forth, which Conley says took place between him and Frank on Saturday, April 26th. The experiment was made as rapidly as the dialogue could be read. The 18 and a half minutes did not include the 8 minutes that Conley said he was in the wardrobe, and also the time at him to write the notes, including the 8 minutes he remained in the wardrobe and the 10 minutes estimated for writing the notes. The whole performance would have taken 36 and a half minutes. Cross-examination. We started the experiment at the entrance of Mr. Frank's office at 10 top of the stairs. We had the copy of Conley's movements and the conversation in our hands all the time. Mr. Dot Haas and Mr. Wilson read the directions. Mr. Dot Brent took the part of Conley. As they would read out the things that Conley did, Mr. Dot Brent would do them. I went with him all the time. I don't think the giving of the directions lengthened the time very much, because the directions were being given while the enactment of each scene was going on. It wasn't done slowly and deliberately. When they dropped the body, those knots did not come untied. The sack that they carried to represent the body contained wet sawdust and cinders and was supposed to weigh 107 pounds. It was tied up tight. There was only a point in the enactment where it might have been a loss of time, and that was where Mr. Dot Frank was supposed to have paused in the office. And I suppose 5 or 10 seconds were lost there. Mr. Fleming took part of Mr. Dot Frank. When they took the body down on the elevator, Mr. Dot Brent, representing Conley, opened the cloth and rolled the corpse out on the floor, on the cloth, then dragged her back to where the body was found. Mr. Dot Brent dragged it back. He simply picked up the sack by the end and pulled it along. He dragged the sack with the enclosed sawdust.